At the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, the first person I have had the opportunity to speak with is Leslie Wagner. And Leslie, I understand you are executive director for Southern Peanut Growers. First of all, just tell us about Southern Peanut Growers for those who may not know.
Well, Southern Peanut Growers was actually formed 30 years ago as the Peanut Advisory Board. And at that time, we were formed to represent the growers to do publicity kind of work for them in all the states of Georgia, Alabama, and Florida. And we're really charged with national and regional marketing of peanuts and peanut butter generically. Last year, Mississippi Peanut Growers Association joined our organization, and we changed our names from Peanut Advisory Board to Southern Peanut Growers.
Well, that's a big change, and happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Well, here at the conference that's taking place, tell me a little bit about, we got all these growers together and people in the industry, and what is the mood, and I know people are just coming in, you're getting to see them, but how are things looking here in the industry and from your perspective?
Well, from my perspective, doing the publicity and marketing work, we've had a great couple of years. We've had an opportunity to work with a number of restaurant chains, getting new menu items on their restaurant. The 2010 Dietary Guidelines for Americans have just come out, and they specifically mention peanuts and peanut butter as being healthy foods to include in your diet. So that's great news. We, the industry as a whole, has been working on that for a 15 years or more of really trying to get that nutrition research done and published in peer-reviewed journals so that we can get that stamp of approval. We've also been able to do a lot of big consumer promotions, and we have a partnership this year with the Southern Women's Shows. So we've been able to go and have Peanut Lovers Day at all of their shows in the Southeast this year. And we're having a great year from a publicity standpoint.
Right. Well, I don't care what commodity you might want to point to, but you've got to have a market and a place to sell your product. And essentially, that's what you help accomplish on behalf of the growers.
That's correct. We work in a lot of different areas. We work with consumers directly through media and through consumer shows. We work with food service and restaurant chains. We work with doctors' organizations and nurses' organizations and dietitians. And then we also this year have a big push with School Nutrition Association, used to be called School Food Service, just to try to really get the information out about how to handle food allergies so that we can help those schools come up with a plan instead of having a knee-jerk kind of I'm scared reaction of banning a product, to help them really come up with a plan to keep the kids safe in the school, because obviously we want the kids to be safe, but we also want the 99.4% of the kids that don't have a peanut allergy to be able to enjoy a healthy product that they love.
Well, getting back to 30 years, how would you describe the accomplishments, or what are some of the maybe the highlights of that kind of a record of representing and doing this promotional work?
Well, obviously, I haven't been here the whole 30 years.
Oh, you haven't?
I was 10 when it was founded, but it was interesting. This year, I've spent a lot of time going back through and preparation for this meeting and for celebrating the 30 years. I've gone and looked back through a lot of old promotional work and a lot of pictures of the 30 years, and it's been kind of fun. You know, one thing that I would say right now is I think that the farmers would be very proud to know how efficient we are today compared to, you look back at some of the early promotions that were done, and just the amount of people and money that was spent on doing a promotion, and today, just comparatively speaking, how efficient we are with their resources and getting them a return on their investment. I think they would be very proud of that. But it was fun to go back and look at the 100th anniversary of peanut butter that was done. We used to have an adult peanut butter lovers fan club where we would go and do these big just conventions all over the United States, and some of those soupy sales, if anybody, any older people would recognize who that is, would come to some of those conventions. some of just really neat things. We used to do a big promotion at Disney World every year at their Food and Wine Festival. We've done some really interesting, fun things that really promote peanuts and peanut butter in unique ways over those 30 years.
Well, and we've also had a real significant change in recent years in communications technology, so that now with the internet, which has blossomed into just pretty much being pervasive and everywhere, I'm sure that's made some new opportunities and maybe gained some efficiencies too, like you said, for the investment you're.
Well, and one big thing is that we don't have to have a lot of office staff in an office anymore. You can have somebody work part-time from you, as we do. A lot of our food service promotional work now is done by someone who works part-time from her home in New York City. We don't have to have that person in an office here in Atlanta anymore, and that saves a lot of money.
Anything else as you're celebrating 30 years here that you'd like people to know about the work of Southern Peanut Grove?
You know, I would say just that I would love for everyone to just know how far we've come, really, in promoting peanuts and peanut butter. And we've become, I think, really adept at using, like, the nutrition research, at getting in with the specific groups that are the opinion leaders, the thought leaders in those areas, and really promoting the products directly to them so that then they go out and do the promotion work for us with their audiences. I think that over these 30 years, we've really learned a lot about how to be really efficient and effective for the farmers.
Wonderful. Well, that's what I think is the name of the game today, is that let other people help evangelize your product, in this case made with the peanuts and that these growers that are here do for their living. So we look forward to seeing more in the next 30 years or so from Southern Peanut Growers. Thank you very much. And here from the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.